The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome to Mixed Babble. My name is Joni Brown. I am in the middle of the end of the world. What are you guys up to? Everything from the day-to-day bullshit, positive quotes that inspire me, books that I'm currently into, music that I'm obsessed with, or just whatever comes to mind. Let's get into it. So what was it that you said you were demanding?
I need a bucket of green. A bucket of green Skittles, all green. I want the other ones. I need some chamomile tea for my throat so that my throat can be fresh before I come. And I'm going to need about 15 minutes to do my my vocal exercises.
First of all, you're an ass. And so we're becoming divas now because I've asked you to be on the podcast more than once.
Yes. Now this is the third time I get to be a divo. Get it right.
Listen, welcome to another episode of Mixed Babble. That is my diva husband, Divo. Nate. You need to calm down. You let people come on your podcast and then they just think that they run things.
What I need is my bucket of green Skittles.
What the hell is up with you and a bucket of green Skittles? Like, what is that? Is that what you've heard people do?
Yeah, you get to make demands.
You can't even say that without your voice quivering from your COVID.
I need my demands met, or I am walking out on this podcast.
You need to calm down, because I'm not doing this with you. Oh my God, I think I've introduced myself already. And again, Mixed Babble, this is Joni Brown. I'm here with my husband, Nate.
Yep.
Who is ridiculous. I was in the office working on the podcast, and he walks in and starts telling me that he needs a massage and a bowl of green Skittles. And what else did you
it's
say?
It's a bucket now. It's upgraded to a bucket.
And a more comfortable chair.
Yes. I need all of that.
Anyway, so have you heard of what's going on right now? I just want to bring this up because it was on my mind because I just saw it today about what's going on with Dr. Dre and his wife.
I'm very aware of that.
But did you see that she's requesting $2 million a month?
Yeah, I get both sides of that. What it is, it's a negotiating tactic. Obviously, I think she's going in knowing that she's not going to get the $2 million.
So if she gets a mil, it's like exactly, she settled.
Yeah. You settled, but still got pretty good.
I really want to, I think I saved it because I wanted to, like, it was so insane. It was so insane. Listen to this. All right. So Nicole Young wants $1,936,399 to cover her expenses. Here's the breakdown. And this is from TMZ, by the way. So I'm going to make sure to give them their credit. Laundry and cleaning, $10,000 a month.
That's a whole lot of laundry.
Clothes, like buying new clothes, $135,000 a month.
You want to know the funny thing? Because I could pause you right there.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure if we went over like an NFL team's like budget, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't cost them $10,000. And this is 54 man roster. Doesn't cost them that much money to do laundry, and they don't spend that much money on uniforms.
Hold on.
In a month.
It gets worse. So
$135,000 on brand new clothes. Education, like tuition and living expenses, which this is what kind of confused me because it said a mortgage as a separate thing, but what exactly is living expenses? Isn't that kind of like a mortgage?
Your mortgage is just paying for the house, you know, but you need new furniture and stuff like that. That's your living expenses.
Okay, hold up. So the education and tuition and living expenses is $60,000 a month.
Wow. She going to Harvard?
Hold up. No, this is.
She going to MIT?
Hold up. This is the part that got me. Entertainment, $900,000 a month. Netflix is like $14.
You got to be more specific with
what kind of entertainment? Disney Plus is
that
like
is some high under $10 price entertainment. You get a year round membership to Disney for like
200.
Yeah, like 200 to 300.
Yeah. Charitable contributions. Now hold, I bet you just making shit up.
Hold up.
Hold on.
You telling me you want to get my money
away
so that you can give it away to somebody else? You need extra money to give it away.
$125,000 a month for charitable contributions.
So I've decided that I'm not going to speak ill of her at all. I want her to know that I work for a nonprofit organization and we take charitable donations. So I'm cool with her. Give it all to her. She deserves it all.
She's going to end up keeping it, I feel, and be like, you know, I'm writing this off. It's for me.
And just in case she hears this, I want her to know that I think she deserves it all. And I work for a very purposeful nonprofit who could put that money to good use. So I want her to know that. Just putting it out in the universe.
And you can contact me and I'll relay the message to him and I'll even give you the bank account to put it in. I'll make sure it gets to where it needs to go. All right. So mortgage, $100,000 a month.
It's a big mortgage.
This is the one that got me. The entertainment got me because I was like, what are we entertaining for $900,000? But the telephone. They said telephone, comma, cell phone, but I'm like, ain't that the same thing? But anyway, telephone, comma, cell phone, comma, email. Bitch, ain't emails free? Do we pay for emails? The fuck? Wait, do we pay for emails?
How much money for that?
$20,000 a month.
Okay, I have a theory. I think, and she should get this $20,000 a month because I think what she's trying to do is very commendable. What she's going to do with that $20,000.
Are you really going to ride this? Talking about she's commendable?
Yes. She is going to get the beeper that contacted Captain Marvel. Yes.
I fucking hate you sometimes.
To come back and save the world from COVID. So she deserves all of that.
Okay, we are really blurring the lines between reality. I think because I was watching a bunch of that Marvel shit yesterday, your brain is still...
That's the only thing that I can think of that you could use $20,000 a month for a
Captain
phone.
Marvel.
Yes.
Hold up. So it says, in all, she's actually requesting, or needing, rather, a monthly cut of $2,530,000. So she's like, I'm actually giving you a break because, you know, I could be asking for $600,000 more, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's the discount.
Do you remember when you asked me before we got married, talking about if I'd sign a prenup?
Yeah, I just wanted to see your reaction to it.
But I was like, you ain't got shit.
But that's the whole reason for a prenup.
In the event you get some shit?
Exactly.
We about 4 years in and you still barely got shit.
That's not funny. And I'm working.
I mean, not that you don't got shit. You just don't got shit worth fighting for.
Now.
Like.
But later on. Yeah. I got a feeling.
You have a feeling?
I got a feeling.
You got a tingle?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I want to make it very clear that I think that in every divorce that it should be 50-50 because I was reading something online where people were like, she didn't make any music and she didn't da-da-da-da.
She was the support system.
Yeah, she didn't spend all of that time in the studio, but he still had a family. Like, he had kids that
Yeah, I don't even know much about him. I don't even know if he has kids or how many kids or how old they are or anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has somewhat of a family and somewhat of a household, no matter how many kids it is. But it's like that's a job that he didn't have to worry about while he's in the studio putting in long hours. He probably never had to worry about his home.
Yeah, the kids, I'm going to assume that the kids are probably older than 18, which is why she has like the tuition and living expenses that might be for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that as well. But hell, I'm a 50-50 guy.
And, you know, I'm joking about this, but I hate that for them because they've been together, what, like 20 years or something like that?
Yep.
That's sad. And like I say to you, like 20 years, like we not starting over. I'm sorry. Like I'm in just for the fact that I've invested all this time with you. But anyways, I just thought I would throw that out there since we're talking about relationships and all that today. So today, guys, we are finally going to dive into the conversation about my and Nate's origin story. Or is it Nate and I?
One of those.
Me and Nate and I, our origin story.
The story of us.
Yes, this is us. So, where do we begin? We begin in the year 2000 when I met you in high school.
Yep.
I was a freshman and you were a junior? Or were you a senior?
If it was 2000, then I... Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated 2002.
Then you would have been a junior.
Yeah.
Because we would have gotten 2 years in together before you left. So we met in 2000 when I took a Spanish class, Spanish 1. And you were in my class and you were behind me. You sat behind me. And we never really talked that much then. Like, I remember there were times where you kind of like, poke me with your pencil or do like stupid shit like that. And I just kind of thought you were just like goofy. Didn't really think anything of it. And plus I was dating other people and you at the time, I think had a girlfriend. Cause I remember you had a girlfriend when I first like knew who you were. Okay. And as time went on, you ended up dating one of my friends. And at the time she was my best friend. Actually, I had met her in middle school. And you actually, as I said, went on to date her for like a year. And that relationship didn't really end well. And I'm going to let you jump in. Do you want to add anything to that? Because I don't want to tell the whole story without your perspective.
No, that was, you know, pretty much it. We were, we knew each other from the class at first and then got to know each other little bit better after me and that person started dating, I guess, because you and her were really good friends. I got the opportunity to kind of go to your house. I was driving at the time, and did we talk about this the last episode? How was like, I was just thinking back on how your dad, who was like really, really protective and would not really let you leave the house that much, was perfectly fine with me coming and picking you up from the house.
Yeah, and I think you want to give yourself too much credit, but as I said in the episode that we referenced it, yes, you are a nice guy, yes, you're approachable, and yes, you seem trustworthy, and I'm not going to take that away from you. However, I had already kind of like prepped to my parents because, you know, they, in order for me to ever leave the house, I had to kind of convince them of like how good the person that was like coming to pick me up was. Like, oh, the parents are going to be there, or, oh, you know, they get straight A's in school, so like we'll be good and don't worry about us type of thing. So I had actually already told my mom and told, and I'm sure she probably told my dad, that you were dating the friend. Because you were dating the friend. The reason why you were picking me up or even at the house was because I didn't have a car and neither did my friend. And you were picking me up because you were the only one that we knew had a car and driving.
So y'all was using me? Was I Uber before Uber?
Yes.
That's messed up, man.
So you dated her for a year and you guys pretty much, you know, got serious for a bit. You went off to school. What?
Could you say serious?
You were serious. Wasn't
she? What defines serious?
Okay, so we're going to be very honest here. We're not going to sugarcoat shit. But wasn't she your first love? Come on.
I didn't know what love was.
Come on, wasn't she your first love?
I didn't know what love was.
You're about to make me say some shit.
After it ended, I would say that was never love. I thought it was, but it wasn't. But
we always say shit like that after it's
over.
That's
how I feel, though. If it was, like, to me, love is forever. So if it ever comes to an end, that means it wasn't love.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. She was your first love. It could have been puppy love, but it was still love nonetheless.
Yeah.
So you guys were serious, and then you guys ended up breaking up.
You said serious.
You were serious.
My definition of serious is like we got some bills together.
You were young and she was still in high school.
We are connected.
She was still in high school and you went off to college.
I was a freshman in college.
Yes, not in a predatory kind of way. So, obviously, because we all were in high school together.
Yeah, you got to make sure to state that these days.
Yeah, so we were freshmen. You were a junior.
In high school.
In high school.
Then I was a fresh, by the time I was a freshman.
We were juniors in high school.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys broke up and it wasn't a good breakup. Won't really get too much into that other than there was, you know, like I've told you guys about my situation. Infidelities happen. It happened. Moving on. So we ended up, like, it was weird too because, just to kind of preface like how this friendship was between you and I, like you would talk to me about like what you should get her for like her birthday or Valentine's Day. So that was the type of friendship we had. We had a friendship where I would talk to him about giving me advice about the guys I was dating. And you would ask me for like, you know, gift ideas and tips and advice on the friend that, you know, you were dating and it was a friend of mine. So we definitely had a very friendly confidant type of
platonic.
Yeah, well, platonic, of course. I already said that. But we had like a good solid friendship.
Yeah.
So after you guys broke up and you were still in college, you eventually came back to town from, you know, your hometown. Mm-hmm. And I was still here because I was in high school. And do you remember me taking you to get your first tattoo? Like, we kind of reconnected. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember it. I'm still not happy with it. I wouldn't say not happy. And I wouldn't necessarily call it a regret. But I don't like the tattoo.
You could just get another one to cover it up.
No, I didn't even get this finished. It hurt. Like, I didn't even get shadowing on the outside of it. I only got the shadowing on the inside of it and not the outside.
Why are you so tender-bodied?
This hurts too much.
Why are you so tender-bodied? I don't understand.
What does tender-bodied mean?
Your body is tender. Why are you so soft?
Tattoo's just not my thing.
Okay, so I took you to get your first tattoo, your half tattoo, the outline of a tattoo.
I was saying for years, I was like, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get like something added to it. And
With a Sharpie?
Yeah, just never got around to it.
So that was when I think I was 18 and you were 21.
Yeah.
Still platonic, still not involved in any way, shape, or form. At this point in time, I was with my ex husband. So no crazy stuff at this time. So I said on the last episode that my ex and I separated in 2009. I was like 23 at the time. 23, 24, I can't remember. And it was weird because we lost touch. Mm-hmm. Like, we still talked a little bit when I was with my ex, but then there was a span of time where we just lost touch completely.
Yeah.
And it was very weird because I remember my memory is so crazy. It was in July when you and I started like messaging each other on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, we need to catch up and get coffee and da 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 da. And I guess you and your girlfriend at the time, because you went on to have other relationships, you and your girlfriend at the time had broken up. And so you were just like, yeah, we should get coffee, blah, blah, blah. A month later, now, because of my ex, he wasn't a drinker. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. He didn't go to clubs. He was very much a homebody, like to the fullest degree. So when I became single, I was like, I'm going to go to the club because I've never been to the club and I'm like 23 years old. And so a different friend of mine was like, I'm going to take you to the club. And I was just like, you know, yay, like never been. This is going to be an experience. So I go to a local club for the very first time, never been there before, never been to, you know, actually it was my second time going to a club. I had gone to a club for the first time like a month before. This was my second time going to a club, first time in this specific club. And I look up, I'm standing on the wall with my friend, and I look up and I see Nate. Hadn't seen Nate in years because we never did go get that coffee. I look up and I see Nate, and he looks like he's about to start leaving, him and a girl. And so I go, Nate. And he looks up and he looks at me and he does this weird hand thing where his hand barely comes up to like the midsection of his body. And he does this like low key wave. And I was like, I know you're not going to come over here and not say hi. And you look shook, like you did not want to come over and say hi.
That did happen.
So he reluctantly walks over and was like, hey. And I guess the girl was with him. So I was like, oh, okay, hey. And then it was very short. And then he left. So come to find out, the girlfriend that he had broken up with, she had broken up with him and he had broken up with her. I don't know. They had broken up. Now they're back together.
We were on and off.
You were on a break. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So you're with this ex-girlfriend. I guess you guys were on again. And you didn't want to say hi. So I was like, okay, that's what we're doing. Fine. So that was it. Hadn't seen him after that. For about a month passes by, and a different friend of mine was like, oh, there's a spot where, you know, the Mai Tais are like made really strong and they're cheap and da 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 da. And so I was like, okay, let's go. I'm young, I'm single, let's do it. So her and I went to, it wasn't a club, it was just, again, a hole in the wall bar. And I'm sitting over there in the corner with her and a few other friends. And after being there for maybe about 30 minutes, I look over and who do I see? Nate sitting at the bar with a friend of his, a male friend of his. So I'm like, why do I keep seeing this dude like everywhere I go?
It was meant to be.
So what was funny was, I'll get to this. But what was funny was I got up and I had to go to the bathroom. And that's when I saw you, was on my way to the bathroom. And I walked over and I was like, hey, stranger. And you were like, hey, how are you? You know, whatever. You gave me a hug. And then I was just like, oh, you know, nothing, whatever. And then I went to the bathroom and then went back and sat with my friends. And by the time I came back from the bathroom, my friend was like, hey, like, Nate likes you. And I was like, and at this point I had a couple drinks. So I was like, okay, I like him too. He's my friend. And she was like, no, like, he likes you. And I was like, I was gone to the bathroom for like 5 minutes. Like, how do you know that? And she said that you had like called her over or something like that. And you told her that. So I was like, at this point, I was like, okay, this is getting kind of weird. Because I had never thought of you like that. But what's funny was later on, you ended up telling me that that was also your first time in that hole in the wall bar.
Yeah. So yeah, like, we, you know, there's a picture. We took a picture.
We never took a picture. That was a different night.
That was a different night?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we didn't take a picture.
How'd we end up back there then?
Because it was another friend's birthday months later, remember?
No.
You're getting ahead of the story.
Okay.
So it was that night was also your first time in that bar. So it was just such a coincidence that that was my first time there. It was your first time there. So very, very, very weird. So fast forward, and it's now a different friend. It's her birthday. This is what you're talking about.
Okay.
And a local comedy club had free tickets to go see a show that they always call and say, hey, I know it's your birthday, because you sign up and it's like a birthday, like, treat, gift, whatever. And so they were like, it's your birthday. Here's 8 free tickets. And so she asked me to go, and I was like, what are you doing with the rest of the tickets? She's like, you can invite whoever you want, because I got so many tickets and I don't have enough people to give them to. So I was like, for whatever reason, something was like, call Nate. And I was like, it was so weird. Like, why did I even think that? I don't know.
Because it was destiny.
So I reached out to you, and you were like, yeah, I'm really busy, but I'll try to make it the time work. And I told you that they would hold like your ticket at the front for you, because you were running a little late, so we were going to go in ahead of you. And you never showed up. You don't even remember that.
To the comedy show.
You never showed up to the comedy show. So you texted me while I was in the comedy show to say that you weren't going to make it. And what we were doing, what were we going to be doing afterwards? So that's when I was like to my friend, you know, what are we doing? Da-da-da. She was like, hey, we're going to go back to that bar that I had seen you at a month before. So I told you, hey, we're going to be here. You can meet us there if you'd like, and we can have a drink. And so you were like, yeah, I'll be able to make that. And that's the picture that we have, is of that night on her birthday.
Okay.
So that night, my friend, now, you know, everybody's drinking and everything. You didn't really drink much, because you were going to be like the designated driver for, obviously, yourself, because you drove yourself there. But I had rode with her to the comedy show and then to this bar. So I did not drive. And I remember being like, because she wanted to go to the strip club afterwards, after being at the bar. And I remember being like, yo, I'm tired. Like, I'm not really in the mood to go to the strip club. Because at first I asked you, I'm like, do you want to go? And you're like, nah, I got to be up early. I got basketball reffing that I have to do first thing tomorrow morning. And so I was like, well, do you mind taking me home? Because I knew that we didn't live too far from each other. And so you said yes, that you would take me home. Now, what I thought was funny is, still extremely platonic, not thinking of you like that in any way, I remember when we were leaving, my friend's cousins were making like teasing jokes at us in the parking lot as we were leaving together. They were like, oh, look at you guys, like, you're in love, or some stupid shit like that. It was just like really like childish. And I was just like, no. I remember yelling that across the parking lot, like, no.
I don't like this story.
We're getting there. So, so you took me home. And at this point, it might have been midnight, 11:30 midnight, maybe even later, because I doubt we like wrapped everything up that early. And I remember because I was living alone in my own apartment, and I invited you in. I was like, do you want to come in? Whatever. And I remember we sat, I had two different couches kind of like facing each other, and I sat on the love seat and you sat on the sofa, and we just kind of talked. And I remember telling you like, oh, I hadn't been to this restaurant before. And you're like, oh, I got to take you there. And just very casual conversation. So we talked for, we didn't talk for very long because you had to wrap up the night because you needed to go home to sleep for your game in the morning. So after that, we didn't talk for a couple days, I don't think. Actually, that's not true. Remember I was talking to you about a guy that I liked?
I definitely don't remember that.
The one that didn't live here? And you were giving me advice about him? See, this is why I'm talking so much, because yeah. I'm the one that remembers things.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay, so there was a guy that I was talking to that didn't live in town. And there was some, you know, differences that we had. And I was wanting a male perspective. And I talked to Nate about it. And he was super supportive of like, you know, you should give him a chance, blah, blah, blah. So it didn't work out. And in the midst of all that, I mentioned before that I was in school. I was in college. And because I was a single young woman living alone with my own apartment and a job, I think I let my Comcast bill lapse, and so they shut off my Wi-Fi, which is my lifeline when it comes to schoolwork. And so I ended up not having Wi-Fi and not being able to do my schoolwork. And during that time, I was like, how the fuck am I going to get around this? Because I can't afford to pay this bill right now. And knowing that you lived fairly close by, I reached out to you and was like, I know you're in school too. Do you mind if I use your Wi-Fi? And you said, that's perfectly fine. So we're back from our break, and we left off with me reaching out to you to ask if I could use your internet because I was poor.
Yes.
So when I reached out to you, because I want to get more from your perspective, because I don't think we've really talked about it. When I reached out to you to see if I could use your internet, like, did you think it was supposed to be anything more than just that?
At first, I didn't, but I quickly realized that it could go somewhere else, which is why, and I guess for me to tell my part of this story of you using the internet, at the time you had a job that was almost like a night job.
Yes.
To where you got off of work at like
11:30.
Yeah. So you'd come over at like 11:30, and there were times where we'd be up talking, doing school work. Excuse me. All sorts of those things till like 4 a.m. I did not have a nighttime job.
I actually talk about this on the last episode that you weren't on. I was working 3:30 to 11:15. It was very weird hours, but 3:30 to 11:15 at night. And I mentioned that that was actually the job I worked with Ben at. Yeah. So full circle with the stories. So anyway, I would be a night owl, so I would go to work, I would get off, it would take me about 20-30 minutes to get home from work, and I would go home and get my stuff, and then I would head to your house, or if it was planned ahead of time, I would bring my stuff with me to work, like my laptop and my books, and then I would come straight to your house, because what would happen is a lot of my papers would be due by like 2 a.m., because I think it was like a different time zone.
Yeah.
That it was due by. And so we were Eastern time zone, so all my papers would be due by 2 a.m. And I guess in a sense, I was kind of sort of a procrastinator a little bit back then as well. And so I would do like my papers like to the deadline, which was also why it was so necessary for me to use your Wi-Fi, because I'm like, I need this because like my shit's due now. So continue with your story. I would come over after I got off of work.
Yeah. And At first, of course, it was just you using the Wi-Fi and getting your work done. But we actually, you know, started
Don't talking. Skip over. Because it didn't just go from that. It was like weeks.
Yeah, it was weeks.
it was weeks of schoolwork.
And at some point, you had to realize, because again, there's times where like we were up till like 7, 8 in the morning, which was nothing for you because you didn't have to go to work until like 3. I had to go to work at like 10 a.m.
I remember it was funny because there were times I would leave your house after just being up all night talking, watching MTV or like whatever music channel, MTV2. I remember because we are both really big into music. And so we would watch the music videos and things like that and talk about them. And that was actually the first time, fun fact, that we heard of Miguel and we saw the video for Sure Thing.
Yep.
Which ended up being our song eventually. Yep. So again, full circle. But I remember I'd leave your house and the sun would be coming up and the school buses were running. It would be like 5:45 in the morning and I was leaving her house to go home to then sleep to do it all over again.
Yep. And unlike you, I had to work at like 10 in the morning as you leave my house at 7 a.m.
I know. So crazy. And it wasn't no funny stuff. Like it was legit just up all night talking and watching TV. Yo. Okay. Sidebar.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Yeah, wait, what am I going to say?
You talk about the dumbass horse thing.
Yes. Yo. 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 So I don't know what was going through your head because we definitely were not there. Like we hadn't even discussed like what are we or anything. And I remember both of us were sitting on the couch and we were watching this thing. And it was the most awkward. Like, we were so fascinated because it was like a train wreck. You couldn't take your eyes off of it. So, yeah. I don't even know what the fuck this was.
I know what it was.
What was it?
It was HBO.
Docu-series or documentary or something?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but I know it was HBO.
Yeah. So, to give you guys some insight, it was some kind of documentary about, like, it was like a sex farm. And the people dressed up as horses.
Yeah.
Very weird. And like rode each other like on their backs.
With a saddle.
With a saddle and like cowboy attire.
What's the thing that they put in their mouth?
I don't know. Like the straps, like the muzzle type thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And they had.
We're not horse people. So they had
blinders on.
Yes.
It's like it was a real horse.
They were riding. Was it the women that were dressed like horses? Or like just everybody was dressed like horses.
I kind of been trying to black this whole thing out.
I'm surprised that you remember it. Because I remember being like, this is awkward as fuck.
I'm trying not to remember details to that. Because it was so weird.
Oh my God. It was the fuck. And it wasn't meant to be funny. Like people actually do this. And we're not fetish shaming. Do you? But this shit was wild. Literally. Yeah. So we're sitting on the couch. 110% platonic friends, and it's awkward as shit because we hadn't even talked about like we liked each other or anything, and we're sitting on the couch like, well, this is weird.
Oh yeah.
So at what point did you feel like something was shifting for you?
I don't remember the exact like moment that it shifted, but I don't know. I just remember as tired as I was like, this is kind of worth it. You know, this is cool. I'm really enjoying myself. I know it's 5:00 in the morning and I'm watching
horse porn.
Yeah. Watching horse fetish stuff, but this is still fun. Even though I'm only going to have 2 hours of sleep, it's worth it.
Yeah. So remember when we would just do like random shit like, hey, let's go to 7-Eleven and get Slurpees.
Yeah. We had some really bad habits back then.
Yeah, because we did the Slurpee thing, and we would go buy, you remember the other thing we used to do? We used to go to Checkers and get the ice cream. Yeah,
no, get the fries from Checkers. Yes. Then get the ice cream from McDonald's and get like a sandwich from some really bad habits.
Yeah, it was not a good time.
I'm not proud of that.
Yeah, but we were young. So, yeah, so we were doing schoolwork. I was over there like every night, pretty much, doing schoolwork with you. And, you know, it sounds like, oh, all we were doing, but we legit were just doing that. So fast forward, after doing this for about a few weeks, it's probably about 3 weeks. We were sitting on the couch, and I remember just looking at you because I think I was getting kind of like, I wouldn't say irritated. It wasn't, that isn't quite the word, but I was like, you know me, very outspoken in the sense of like, let's just get this over with. So I looked at you and I was like, what is this? Do you remember what you said?
I don't.
You said, you kind of awkwardly laughed and you were like, yeah, it's the elephant in the room, huh? And I was like, yeah. And so you were like, I like you and whatever else you said. But I remember you asking if you could kiss me.
Oh, I remember that part. You said no.
I did say no. And how did that make you feel?
You said no, but your eyes.
No. You've been saying this for years, and I promise you it was indeed a no.
Yeah.
No. Said differently. Absolutely not. I remember when you asked me, I was like, this is getting fucking weird. And it was too weird too fast for me. I feel like I needed to be eased into even considering being more than that with you. We were such good friends for so long that I was terrified. And not to mention, I honestly, in that moment, I hadn't made it into the I found you attractive in that way yet. In that moment when you asked to kiss me, I wasn't there. And if you guys could see his face right now,
I don't like
he's like scrunching up his face.
I don't like this story no more.
What do you mean? You made it. You made it. You're the real MVP. So, fast forward, a couple weeks pass, and I don't even know how we ended up kissing, do you? I know it was at your house.
Yeah.
And I know it was on the infamous couch that we keep referencing.
Did you just kiss me because you ain't have internet? I'm starting to feel a little weird now.
What? First of all, I said no the first time, so why would I have kissed you? I already had the internet. I already got the internet.
Oh, no.
I already got the goods. I already turned in a bunch of papers. What you saying? Oh, man. So we ended up kissing eventually. And it was weird because it was almost immediate for me once I think you kissed me, right? That part I actually don't remember.
I'm pretty sure you kissed me.
Nope. You did kiss me because for years you've been saying I kissed you, and you saying that just now just reminded me. You kissed me. That time you didn't ask.
What?
That time you didn't ask, but you kissed me. I think
Are you trying to, don't
me too?
Yeah, don't you trying to me too me now.
No.
I don't know how many guys ain't got me too'd by their wives.
No. But I think it was like in that moment, it was like you didn't need to ask me and I didn't need to like, it was like we knew. And so we kissed and it really was like immediate sparks. Like in that moment, I was like, I could do this.
I like this story now.
Oh, now it's getting better?
Yeah, getting a little better now.
So like the kiss was like better than anything that I can, you know, had up until that point, all of that. It was perfect. And it was just the two of us and whatever. But so after that, do you remember like what happened thereafter?
I just remember the kiss. That's okay. All I remember.
So the kiss happened, a few weeks passed by, and we continued to hang out, and you, in November, because all of this was happening in like October, early November, and by November 19th, I remember you had come over to my house, and we were getting so comfortable around each other that I was showing up to your house in pajamas, and you started showing up to my house in pajamas because when I finally got Wi-Fi, you started coming over.
I think you forgot something that's really important.
What?
Around our Halloween.
Yes. Thank you for that. Okay. So rewind. After he kissed me and all that, I don't even know if, had you kissed me yet?
I think I had. Yeah, I did.
Honestly, I can't remember if the kiss had happened at this point, but I remember it was Halloween, or it was a couple days before Halloween, because I don't think you guys were celebrating it on the day. Do you?
I think it was the day.
Okay. So being that I had been at his house nonstop, and I told you we were watching TV a lot, there's a point to that. So at this time, again, the bad eating habits, I was obsessed with the ice cream brownie sundae from Applebee's. And one night we're at this house, as we had been, and a commercial comes on for Applebee's, and I was like, oh my God, I love their brownie sundaes. Casual conversation, I said it, didn't think anything of it, it was done. It was like, I don't even know if it was the next day or a couple days later, Nate texts me and he's like, hey, are you home? And mind you, it was like 2 o'clock, so I hadn't gone to work yet. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just now starting to get ready for work. What's up? And he was just like, oh, I just wanted to see if you were home. Mind you, he was at work. He shows up. It was their dress up day at work for the Halloween, for the Halloween costumes. And he shows up on my doorstep wearing, you want to say it?
Yeah, I was a Ghostbuster.
He was a Ghostbuster.
Had the Pluton pack and everything.
The what pack?
The Pluton pack. Is
no,
that
it's
called?
No, it's called a Proton pack.
Well, mine was
Pluton
inflatable. So yeah, mine was the, it was the knockoff costume.
Oh my God. So he was wearing a Proton pack, dressed as a Ghostbuster, and brought me a brownie sundae from Applebee's. And I was just like, oh, like, he really trying to get into my heart.
Yep. With the ice cream. Had the ice cream on that joint.
So you showed up to Applebee's dressed like a Ghostbuster?
Yeah.
And the reason why I thought that was, obviously, it was sweet for a lot of reasons. But I thought it was sweet because you didn't really have long lunch breaks. And you drove all the way down to the Applebee's that was closest to you to pick that up and bring it to me. And then you went right back to work and used your entire break for that. So now, fast forward, it's mid-November. And I remember you asking me if I would be your girlfriend.
Yep.
And, you know, there was a point where I was dating other people while we were hanging out. And I don't think you were dating anyone. And I remember saying, like, you know, I've had some bad relationships. I kind of want to do my thing. I don't know if I'm ready to do this with you. And you were like, you know, I'll be here. I'll be patient. And I don't know. Why did you want to do that?
I think it was just more of a confidence thing. I kind of knew that eventually you would come to your senses. So I was just going to wait patiently.
And it's you saying that. I remember it was around the time on Facebook where people would like post a lot of music videos and songs and things like that. And I remember you posting subliminally. Do you remember that? Do you remember what song you posted? Trey Songz, Can't Help But Wait.
Oh, yep, yep.
And you never said anything to me, but I knew that you posted that for me. And I was like, okay, like all these things that you did leading up to that, the brownie sundae, the song, the, you know, I'll be patient and I'll wait type of thing, that actually brought me closer to you and made me find you attractive. And I even said on a last episode how you were very decisive. When I said that I liked this or I've never been here, you were like, what are you doing on this day? Or, you know, this is how we can do this if you want to go. And that was super attractive to me, coming from a relationship that wasn't that way. So now we decide that we're going to be, actually, you asked me to be your girlfriend. And I said that, I said to you, was it worth it? Or is it worth it to risk our friendship of 10 years? And why were you so confident in doing that? You're like, well, you weren't that much friends anyway.
No, I was, at that point, I was willing to risk it all, so.
Really?
Yeah.
So, we ended up, I was like, if you're that confident, I guess we can give it a try. I mean, we might be giving up our friendship. And we have been together ever since.
Yep.
How does that make you feel? Did you ever see this, you know, getting to this point?
I wouldn't have done any of those things if I didn't see that at that point in my life. That was, I had decided that that was the only thing that was, that I was going to ever chase, is something that I felt like it was forever. So.
Oh, like, I don't even know what to say to that. That's very sweet.
Thank you.
So it didn't stop you, and obviously didn't stop you, but why was it okay, do you feel, that this relationship, because I've said, you know, I know there's people in our lives that kind of thought, oh, you guys must have had something going on this whole time, you know, in high school and da 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 da. And I'm like, so you're telling me you think I went off and got married just to throw you guys off the scent? Like, you know, like, why, how were you so confident in pursuing me knowing the history of who you dated at one point?
Again, that was, I guess it was like a, you know, like my moonshot, but at the time it just made all of the sense in the world to me. I don't know. I guess it's just one of those things to where like something clicks and you're like, this is it. This is it. This is, you know, what I need. This is where I need to be. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this work. Cause I know, I just knew that it would be what I needed.
Well, I just kind of, the reason why I'm asking you these questions is I want us to take this opportunity to kind of set the record straight with that, because I don't want anyone to think that like this had been going on this entire time or anything like that. So my thing is, like, why was it okay in your justification to pursue me knowing that I had a friendship with someone? Granted, we were young when we were friends. I was friends with this person in eighth grade until ninth grade, and then we weren't friends after 10th grade. So we were young, but it was still a friend that you dated at one point.
We hadn't dated, me and your friend hadn't dated for,
ex-friend
hadn't dated for, it had to be getting up to close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I didn't care. I didn't give it a thought whatsoever at all.
No code?
Nope.
You cold-hearted. I keep saying you're the nice one.
How am I cold? How does that make me cold?
You just didn't even care about their feelings?
There were no ties. You were no longer friends with that person. Mm-hmm. I was no longer friends with that person. So
I'm just going to put it on here that if we ever break up and I got some friends I ain't friends with no more, they off limits. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I will request $2 million per month.
If alimony. If I got it, I give it to you.
But guys, I don't know. I hope you enjoyed our origin story. The rest is really history. We've been together. November 19th will be 10 years that we've been. That's our dating anniversary.
Yeah.
But we've been married, what, 4 years?
How much time we got? Can I tell a wonderful story?
You got time. You got a few minutes.
Of how I proposed to you?
Sure. Go ahead. Let me sit back for a little bit.
It was amazing. So a couple of things happen in this story that shows the type of person that Joni is. It was probably almost like a year in planning of me proposing to her. Part of the reason was me saving up to get her the ring that I thought that she would want. And she had a friend that I was asking her friend, like, hey, I'm going to propose to her. And at this point, I don't really wear jewelry. The wedding ring that I have is the only ring that I can ever remember wearing whatsoever.
And
at
you
all.
Barely wear that.
I do. When I leave the house, I wear it.
You're not wearing it now, but we are in the house. I knew you were going to say that.
So the friend was like, well, she has a Pinterest about rings, which I don't know if she's talked to you guys about her Pinterest account. It's legendary. I think she has like 20,000 pins.
No, it's like 7,000. Calm down.
I'm pretty sure it's close to 20,000.
It's 7,000.
She
Calm
has
down.
It for everything. Name something and she has a pin for it. Whether
it's called a board.
A board, whatever it is. She has a board with a bunch of things pinned to it. Whether it's like shoes, style stuff, Halloween stuff. She also had one specifically for wedding rings.
It was jewelry, not wedding rings. But continue.
What? I think you had one for jewelry and one for wedding rings.
I didn't, yeah. But continue.
So I went to her Pinterest and she had a bunch of Halo rings on there. So I'm like, okay, I got
to
get...
To cut you off, because you know, some people listening don't know what a halo is. A halo is a ring that has a center stone as the focal point, and then around it will be a band of additional smaller stones, whether it's diamonds or whatever stone of your choosing. So it's a band that goes around that middle centerpiece of smaller stones.
I'll start calling you Joni the jeweler.
Why?
You just spitting game about the rings.
Like you, I know
you
some
gonna
things.
Be in uncut diamonds too.
You know, VVS. No, go ahead.
So I go to this jeweler and I'm like, only show me the halo rings because that's what she wants. I'm gonna get her a halo ring. So
in my mind, when you went in there, that you were like, that's what my baby wants, that's what my baby gets.
So I have it narrowed down to like three different rings that I'm gonna get. All of them are halo rings
that you're gonna get. You got me all three?
No, I'm gonna choose one. So I have it narrowed down to three, and one day we're watching TV and a ring, or like a diamond commercial for one of the jewelry stores, comes on, and she's like, I think I changed my mind, I don't want a halo ring because, you know, I think it looks a certain way and it might go out of style.
Someone said, I was really obsessed with halo rings, and someone made the comment that, like, oh, they're going to go out of style. You know, right now they're the style, but they're going to end up going out of style. And so I was like, yeah, I don't want them to go out of style. So like, I don't want to be like locked into a ring that whatever.
Yeah. So at this point, I think I had put down like some sort of deposit or something like that on the ring. So now I'm like, and of course I'm next to her, so I can't like show it, because I always told her I want to surprise you with it. It's not going to be a thing where like you plan it and you get the ring. I'm going to give you the ring and I'm going to surprise you with it. So as I hear her say, I don't want a halo ring. And I've already picked out halo rings. The next day I go back to the jeweler and I'm like, okay, we got to
scratch
all of that. Start over from zero. And the lady said something I thought was genius. And she said, what you should do is you should put all of the money into the center diamond and get the most basic band that we have. And then, like, after you propose to her, tell her that she can pick the ring that she likes. You know, that way, you know, you still get to surprise her and she gets the ring that she wants instead of whatever you give her. Which was, it sounded to me like it was a really good idea.
I thought it was a great idea.
Little did I know that she would go crazy with this ring thing. And at the time, again, I don't know nothing about jewelry. I thought I get one wedding ring and then that's it. I didn't know nothing about an engagement band and all of this other stuff.
And a wedding band, a bridal set.
I put all of my money into that diamond.
Yes.
And then I still had to pay more. So, okay. So, fast forward.
Man, you made that proposal sound terrible. Like, you're not really selling it right now. Like, shit.
So, after that, the actual... This is like maybe January, February. And I didn't propose to her till...
December 20th.
Till December 20th. So, I got in contact with her sister who was living out of state at the time. And I was like, okay, we gonna make sure we fly you in. So I helped her get her ticket to come in on that date, December 20th. I got a bunch of her really close friends together. And what we were gonna do is I told her a few weeks in advance, was like, hey, we haven't gone out to a nice dinner in a while. Let's go to a nice dinner. And when we were dating, we used to always like to go and see sunsets. So I made sure that the dinner reservation was a little bit after sunset. And usually, as I'm sure she said on here before, usually I'm, you know, pretty, I wouldn't say late, but I get there like right on time. So I made sure that we were early.
He lying, but continue.
Whatever. So I made sure we were early and so that I could like stop and surprise her and say, hey, you know, instead of, you know, since we're early, let's just go and see this sunset.
Can I just add that I could start to tell that something was up because one, you're never prompt. And two, we were living in a townhome at the time and I was getting ready in the guest room. Because I typically got dressed in the guest room because that's where we had another bathroom because we never like to share bathrooms. So
that's the key to a happy marriage, is separate bathrooms.
Yes, absolutely. So I could hear you in the other room talking to yourself. At least it's what I thought was you talking to yourself.
What?
But you were practicing what you were going to say. I couldn't hear what you were saying, but I could hear you like mumbling to yourself. And after the fact, I was like, he was in there like practicing what your proposal was going to be.
But you didn't know what it was.
But I couldn't hear what you were saying. I didn't know what it was. So it was really actually really sweet after like realizing and putting the two together.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
So halfway while we're on our trip, when we're halfway there, I say, hey, let's stop and let's see a sunset. So there's this park that's up under this bridge where we get a really, really nice sunset.
It's a nice park. It's not like a bunch of homeless people are under there. It's you're like, we went up under the bridge.
Yeah, it's a really nice park. And I had one of my homeboys get a like a CD player and put it on a bench. And my plan was, we're going to walk past the bench and I'm going to be like, oh, look at that radio right there.
And Nate cannot act for shit.
I wonder what they're listening
to. And the way he just said it is literally how he said it.
And then I hit play on it and then it plays our song.
You missed the part where we get out of the car.
What?
And my feet.
I'm telling you my plans. Oh, so my plan is we get out of the car, we walk there, and I see the radio, I hit the button, the song plays, and you're like, oh, it's our song. Da, da, da. What I didn't calculate for is, one, she was in heels. Two, my homeboy put the radio like way, way down.
Far as fuck.
So there's like... the bench that he put it on, we passed like four other benches. So as I'm walking up, because I hid the ring up under my seat. So as we're getting out of the car, I'm like trying to be very secretive and like get the ring. And I put it in my front pocket. And I was like, okay, that's pretty obvious. So I got to put it in my back pocket.
Or the ocean turns you on.
So I got to put it in my back pocket. Then I got to walk like slightly behind her. So we're walking. I'm sweating like profusely because I'm nervous.
There's pictures. I'll have to post pictures of the sweat.
And I see where the radio is, and the radio's like four benches down. So we're walking and she's like, I'm in heels. My feet are going to hurt. Let's just sit right here. So now I'm like panic mode. We cannot sit right here. We got to walk all the way down there.
That bench looks better.
So I'm like, let's just go a little further. So we take a few more steps and then she chimes in again. My feet ain't built for this. Blah, 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 blah.
I remember saying that, like, for real. Yes. My feet ain't like, built for this.
Let's just go a little further. So she continues to complain and complain and complain. Then finally, we get to the bench where the radio is. And I say, somebody left their radio. I wonder what they were listening to. And she replies, don't be touching people's stuff. What are you doing? So now I'm like, got to take a deep breath. Then I hit the radio and the radio plays the song. And she kind of looks at me like, wait a minute. So I get down on one knee and I do my thing. And all of her friends and her sister were on the other side of the bridge, like just hiding. And when they see me get down on one knee after I said my thing and, you know, she said yes, then they came out. I think they had sparklers.
I don't remember.
Sparklers somewhere.
Yeah. I think we did sparklers for the pictures.
Yep. So then we had quite a few of our closest friends just there to help us celebrate the moment. And we had one of my friends was in the bushes, paparazzi style, getting taking photos, which I don't even think you knew that
I was just actually going to jump in after you got done. When we were walking up and I was complaining about my feet, I saw him. I saw him behind the tree, and when I looked over at him, he kind of tried to like hide, but I had already seen him. So between that and your terrible acting of, oh, look who somebody left here. I was like, okay. But when you're telling this story, like 90% of those people, I don't even talk to anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, some of our closest friends, I don't even talk to most of those people anymore. Yeah, which brings to that next point of, you know, when you get married, things change, people change, situations change.
Yeah, I'm a true believer that people are in your lives for a reason and for a season.
And
sometimes it's not a bad thing, you know. People grow apart, and to me, my personal view on it is sometimes relationships kind of have a expiration date, and just because it's over doesn't mean you can't cherish the good times that you had.
So I mean,
If I had to do it over again, I'd still invite the same people.
Yeah, because I mean, like I've said in previous episodes, like, you know, they were necessarily in the necessary in the moment, and they served their purpose in our lives at that time. Yeah. So, no ill feelings with that, but it's just funny thinking back on majority of the people.
And it's not everybody. I wouldn't even say the majority. I think it's just a few that I like.
The only people we still talk to is like Ja'Cory, Jobia, and your family.
Rod.
Yes.
Yep.
No, yep. Was Rod there?
Yeah.
Rod and Michelle were
mm-hmm.
there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were there.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it was a few more people as well. But
Spook and them wasn't there.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, like sweating. I said, 90, I know. I have to post those pictures because they actually took a picture of you.
Yeah, I was sweating.
I was like, golly, I didn't realize you were sweating that bad.
Yeah, at that point, I was like, it's not going the way I planned.
Abort.
And it was, it was no aborting at that point. Too much had gone into that.
They had told me after the fact that you had like a whole map that you had sent everybody and marked out all the spots.
People were like messaging me and like, well, I don't know, you know, there's this side and what about this? And I was like, this is how I'm going to get everybody on the same page. I'm going to draw a map. So I did like a Google map and did like a, like circled with a pen, like, this is where you guys are going to be. This is where we're going to be.
Because they were like, yeah, you know, we were trying to hide our cars.
Oh, yeah.
So that you wouldn't see. I'm like, I don't know what y'all was driving. Like, I wouldn't have even been like, oh, that's so-and-so's car.
And that's something I didn't even think about as far as, like, parking.
Yeah.
Did not think about that.
But you proposed. I said yes.
Yep.
And then we went on to plan our wedding, which didn't happen for, what, another year and a half?
Yep.
Is that right? Is that math right? Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah, but now we've been married a little over 4 years, about 4.5 years, and still going strong. So thank you for taking that leap of faith and, would you say, step down on me?
Shoot my shot. I shot my shot.
Well, that's what you said on the last episode you were on. I stepped down on you. Like, that's not a thing.
All of that. I did all that. Shot my shot. All of that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So moral of the story. Guys, if you want to go from the friend zone to the end zone, first you got to make sure that you have Wi-Fi, and she does not.
So cut her Wi-Fi.
Yes, cut her Wi-Fi. That's first.
But then, like, do you actually, because I wanted to address that, do you actually have any tips for someone getting out of the friend zone?
Oh, man. In hindsight, I would say that the tips to getting out of the friend zone would be to be attentive. If she is your friend, then that means she talks to you a lot. So just be attentive to what she's saying, and she's going to tell you everything she likes and dislikes.
Yeah. Do you believe in the whole, like, nice guys finish last?
I never believed in that. I think with nice guys, it's more like the tortoise and the hare type of thing, to where things may take a little longer for the nice guys, but the nice guys eventually win the race.
And on that note, thank you for being here. It was a good episode. That was a perfect ending, unless you have something else, because you look like the wheels are turning.
I just want to say that next time I want my bucket of green Skittles. I want my chamomile tea, a back massage, and a better chair.
So guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode with Nate, because he will not be returning to another episode of Mixed Babble. And if you would like to find me, I am on Instagram at Mixed Babble. And my personal Instagram is blonde_blasian. You can follow me there as well. That's blonde_blasian. And you can email the podcast email address at mixedbabblepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again, Nate, for being here.
Hold up.
Hold up. This is my podcast.
I want to put out a challenge.
Okay.
If we can get 10 people to email you about my bucket of Skittles, you actually have to do it.
It was great talking to you today, guys.
That's a good challenge. Email her and demand my green Skittles. I need them.
And they say I'm the diva in this relationship. I'm going to give you a bucket of red Skittles.
That's not what I requested.
Is that red dye like a poison if you have too much of it?
You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just asking. Isn't it like the red dye if you have too much of it?
That's why I want green Skittles.
What about brown? Is it brown or is it purple?
I don't think there's brown Skittles.
I do.
What fruit is
it's brown? It's the brown fruit.
No. Give me no
it's brown a brapple. Skittles. It's a brapple. It's a brown apple.
Give me some knockoff Skittles.
Listen, if there's knockoff Skittles, my mom knows where to get it. She will know where to get it. It's called Skipples. Anyway, guys, I've been trying to wrap this thing up for like a good 10 minutes. So it's been great. And thank you for joining us again this week. Let me know your feedback, comment, like, subscribe, all of the things. And I will see you again next week, Thursday. Goodbye.